You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're going to be talking with lecturer at Massey University, Natalie D'Souza, about the recent research she conducted on cyberbullying experienced by nurses. We started off by getting her to explain the research so far.
So the research was very much interested in exploring this sort of relatively new concept of workplace cyberbullying. And I chose nursing as a focus because traditionally they experience higher rates of traditional face-to-face bullying. And I was very much interested in seeing, first of all, how it was experienced among these nurses, and then potentially what they did or what the organizations did in response to the bullying. And so what I found mainly was that nurses experienced cyberbullying from sources inside their organizations, so their supervisors and managers and peers and so on, but also from external sources. So we're talking about things like relatives of patients, and even one nurse who was in an academic position, she was experiencing cyberbullying from her student.
And so what was the method to finding out that kind of information?
So I used in-depth interviews. So it was very much just focused on experiences. So there were in-depth qualitative interviews, talking to, you know, what the experience of cyberbullying had been like, what sort of actions they'd taken to stop or respond to it, and what the organization had done as well. And a lot of the cyberbullying, interestingly, sort of co-occurred with traditional forms of bullying. So in most cases, they were experiencing multiple forms of bullying, cyber and sort of traditional face-to-face forms.
Were there any common reactions from people within the industry to that kind of bullying?
Right. Interestingly, the reactions were quite varied. So that kind of reflects to us and reinforces the idea of cyberbullying being kind of on a dimension, if you think about it. So you've got sort of the, on the lower end, I suppose, not trivial, but less harmful behaviours that, you know, might be quite an annoyance or frustrating. And on the other hand, or the other end of the spectrum, you've got things that are very much damaging and have the potential to cause long-term damage. As a result of that, the reactions are very much varied.
Do you think there's anything potentially that could be done to prevent it entirely, or would systems need to be put in place as kind of treatment to the aftermath of cyberbullying?
That's an interesting question, because I think eliminating cyberbullying and cyber abuse more generally, it would require a lot of sort of multi-level interventions at various levels of the work system. So we'd need, first of all, increased education around what cyberbullying is, and what appropriate forms of behavior are online and offline, and you'd need sort of a culture that very much encourages those positive behaviors and doesn't necessarily tolerate any harmful or abusive cyber behaviors. But you'd also need, you know, alongside that, you'd need workplace policies that kind of put in place a mechanism for reporting behaviors and perhaps some avenues for help as well. So I know NetSafe, who are the New Zealand organisation for online safety, they do play a key role in a lot of cyber abuse, and they have a lot of clout in terms of being able to take down content, and they work with a lot of sort of service providers and so on to be able to do that. So I think having multiple resources in place to support those who are experiencing cyberbullying, but also on the other hand, increasing education around what it is and what sort of, you know, appropriate behaviours in the workplace and what's appropriate behaviours that nurses can expect from clients or customers or patients and so on, and what isn't and what shouldn't be tolerated necessarily.
Was there an apparent difference between cyberbullying that was being experienced from patients and work colleagues in your study?
The only real difference was that cyberbullying from patients could potentially have had a more longer-lasting form of harm, mainly because it was done in a public platform. So a lot of the time it would be on Facebook posts or social media posts, and there was even an anonymous blog. And so in those cases, it increases sort of the breadth of audience that I've witnessed to those that information. A lot of the times the information was, you know, false and not necessarily accurate. And so that then has, I mean, as we know, the internet really never forgets. And so that information is accessible constantly and, you know, indefinitely. And so that has a potential for a wider scope of harm than, say, finding out, you know, emails that have been sent behind your back that usually occur within the organization.
So there's been obviously quite a lot of controversy around the profession of nursing as of late, potential nurses' strikes being talked about, action taken on their part. Do you think the cyberbullying is something that should be brought into the rhetoric surrounding that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. I think what's the conversation going on right now is not just a sort of about pay rise, but it's also more broadly about working conditions that nurses have to endure. And I think there's a lot of research and a lot of sort of evidence that the working conditions are not necessarily ideal for nurses, both in New Zealand and internationally as well. So it's a much broader conversation. And I think bullying and cyberbullying fit into that as sort of a key element, really, because with bullying and cyberbullying, you then have those negative effects like burnout and fatigue, and it sort of amplifies stress experienced and so on, which is only going to add to those negative working conditions even more. So I definitely think it's a key part of that problem and an issue that needs to be tackled within that context.
Perfect. So that was all my questions, but did you have any further comments you wanted to make?
No, I think the key thing here is that organizations sort of recognize that cyberbullying is occurring in the workplace, so it's no longer just something that happens, you know, amongst teenagers and adolescents. And so having sort of taking note of that and putting in place strategies to not only mitigate it but also provide support for those who are experiencing it. A lot of the time organizations will have a policy around what employees can and can't do online, but there's not necessarily what happens if I am being abused or cyberbullied by someone outside the organization. So I think that's sort of the main thing that I'd like to get across.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.